The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
Often have to face criticism as elected officials, but when this spills into physical violence, heckling, verbal abuse, it's something altogether different. I'm joined by Solidarity People Before Profit TD Paul Murphy. Paul, good morning.
Morning, Michael. Or Anton, excuse me.
It's okay. I'll happily be Michael for the purposes of the interview. Tell us what happened yesterday.
I was going out of the Dáil to join a protest of those who own apartments and duplexes and are affected by serious defects, mostly fire defects, and are facing huge bills. So there's a growing campaign for 100% redress for them as the only just and workable solution. So I was going out to join them. There was barriers up. I went through the barriers to go out to meet them, to distribute placards, to start the protest. But there was a far right protest happening at the same time. There was maybe 100, 150 people at the far right protest, kind of focused on opposition to vaccines, to abortion, to a referendum for the right to housing, to objective sex education. And basically a crowd of them spotted me and kind of gathered around me. Maybe 20, 25 people gathered around me as I was walking down to the people that I was meeting, in my face, obviously loads of camera phones, you know, shouting pedo at me, baby killer, those kind of things. And then, so I went down, met with some of them. I realized I was drawing attention to them. For many of these people, it was probably the first protest they've been at in their life. I didn't want to draw attention to them. So then I kept walking on down towards Buswell's, and then even more of them were gathering around me, and someone in that crowd kicked me in a way to try and make me trip over, I think is what was happening there. So yeah, I mean that's why.
There were guardi present. Did you report the person?
So the guards came kind of after I got down to Buswell's. I mean, obviously it was guards at the barrier, and then they came up. I haven't reported the person. I mean, I don't know which person it was that kicked me. But
there
also
were a lot of cameras and a lot of camera phones. It shouldn't be that difficult to find out, would it?
Yeah, I don't know. Probably with some of the people I was with who saw it happen, it probably could put two and two together. But look, I don't want to be distracted. I think what happened yesterday reveals their agenda, which is a very divisive agenda. You know, there was many protests happening outside the Dáil. There was people protesting for the 35 kids with cystic fibrosis who aren't able to get the drugs that they need. There was the redress people. There was Security Officers United. There was PhD students. And really the far right protest was, you know, very much taking away from and distracting from those important things. And so the main thing I'm focused
but again,
on is
sorry,
building.
But on that part, yep. They have as much right to protest as anybody has as much right to protest. The fact that you or anybody else may find their views reprehensible doesn't remove from them their capacity to express them in public. Whatever about the physical assault, which crosses a line of completely unacceptable in any setting, do you believe the rest of what they were doing, the hurling abuse at you, the surrounding you, the getting in your face, was that okay?
People have the right to do it.
Have they the right to do it that way?
And I have the right to criticize it. And to draw out the reality of what they're doing, right? So you have a cost of living crisis in this country, which faces everybody, regardless of what color you are, regardless of what gender you are, regardless of what sexuality you have, everybody is affected.
Indeed, Paul, but I'm not looking at their political outlook. I'm looking at their behavior. Do you think their behavior was acceptable?
I mean, I don't think it was good behavior, obviously. I disagree with it. I'm criticizing it. I don't think people should be banned from criticizing politicians, even from shouting things at politicians if they want. I don't think there's a purpose to doing that. But I'm trying to draw out the reality here that they are dividing people. They're trying to get people to blame refugees or trans people or travelers or whatever, as opposed to we need to build a movement to unite
indeed,
everybody.
But again, what I'm trying to focus on here is the behavior. And I think, I mean, obviously you would know yourself that as soon as this became public, where a lot of people will go to is to, again, setting aside the physical assault, is this Paul to some extent reaping what he has sowed by making this kind of protest common and acceptable?
No, I don't. No, I didn't think anyone would go there at all. I don't. I presume most people don't draw an equivalence between a community protest, no allegation of assault against me, that as far unless you're aware of something else, and me being arrested for false imprisonment for a sit-down protest for which I was subsequently cleared after a jury trial, I don't think people will draw that, because people understand the danger that the far right represent, right?
And oh, no, but hang on for a minute, Paul. Whatever about the physical assault, and I said to you about the setting aside of the physical assault, that is completely unacceptable and a bridge too far. But if you look at the other characteristics of it, that is that protest that you refer to, that drew a huge amount of public attention. And there was a lot of commentary at the time that said that Paul Murphy was involved in a protest that took protesting too far, that was terrifying for the people involved, and that shouldn't have occurred. Now, surely it is a logical inference that people would make looking at your own experience, say, well, that's an element of the same thing. It's when things go too far. Nobody should be pursued down a street. Nobody should have people scream in their faces.
No, I don't think that's an inference that most people will draw. I think most people can distinguish between a community protest and the right of people to have a sit-down protest, for which there was a trial, by the way, and everybody was cleared of any criminal charges. And the far right.
But there's a difference between criminality and acceptable behaviour. You don't have to be criminally prosecuted to have done something that is socially unacceptable.
See, there's a section of the media, unfortunately, that is downplaying the threat posed by the far right. These are people who arson attacked a Sinn Féin TD house. They have arsoned proposed centre.
No, but oddly in this instance, Paul, it is me who is trying to highlight the danger of these people. It is the media who is saying this behaviour is unacceptable. This form of protest is egregious. This should not happen. And it is you who is saying, other than the physical assault, which we are agreed on, it's okay.
No, I am saying
that
the media should look at the reality. What do you want me to condemn? Condemn the people coming up to me and calling me a pedo? Of course I'll condemn it. What do you think I'm doing?
Do you condemn them following you down the street?
I'm against it, yeah.
Do you condemn them screaming at you?
People have the right to give out to politicians.
And you have the right to say that it's not okay to treat people that way.
Correct. So what I want to focus on is we need to unite people. There's a very important protest coming up, the Cost of Living Coalition, on this Saturday, the 24th of September, Saturday week, 2:30 at Parnell Square. We need to get everybody out and point the anger that exists of ordinary people upwards at those who are responsible, the big energy companies profiteering, the big corporate landlords, as opposed to allowing the far right.
And will you take the next step then, Paul, which is to say, and at that protest and at all protests, we should behave in a way where people are not terrorized?
Of course. Of course.
But why did it take this long for you to say that?
I've always said that. You can go back and listen to any interview. I think it is utterly bizarre that you are attempting to suggest there is an equivalence between a community protest against water charges, 8 years ago at this stage, and the far right, who are physically attacking people. That is a very dangerous line.
That is not the equivalence that I drew. The equivalence that I drew was very specific. I drew an equivalence between somebody finding themselves in a situation where they were screamed at and where they were followed and where they were heckled and where abuse was shouted at them to somebody else who found themselves in a situation where they were screamed at and abuse was fired at them. That's the only equivalence I drew.
I've never agreed with any abuse or anything else. I never participated in it. You can go back and you can look at the transcript of the trial. You can look at the helicopter footage. This is bizarre. I've always opposed any abuse, not agreed with it, of course. I didn't ever participate in any of that. So it is bizarre that you would attempt to, what you are doing is equating what I engaged in and what the jury found I engaged in, peaceful civil disobedience, sitting down on a road, that is the same as far right abuse. And like, it's not about what happened to me. I'm absolutely grand, but there are people being attacked by these people, and the media should actually be drawing attention to that as opposed to minimizing it by saying, oh, it's the same thing as happened in the water charges.
Well, let me
it's
ask you then, Paul, why would you not seek prosecution in this instance for what is definitely egregious and definitely completely different to anything in previous protests, the physical assaulting of a TD?
Mostly because I want to be on radio stations like yours, not talking about a prosecution of some far-right activist, but instead talking about the things that unite people, i.e. the need to build a movement on the cost of living, the need for tens of thousands of people to come out onto the streets.
Oh, but hang on a minute, you can't ride both horses. You have just given out about the fact that the far-right is not held to account for that which they are doing. As soon as you say, well, okay, you now have the opportunity to do that. You have raised suggestions of physical assault, of arson, of all the rest of it. Here is an instance where you have the capacity to point to an individual and say, there is a representative of the actual behaviour that I believe to be egregious, and you won't hold them to account.
Because what we need is a political answer. The far right.
A political answer to physical assault?
a political answer to the rise of the far right in this country. The far right has emerged from a position of almost nothing in this country during COVID to now have a toehold in society. They did so by, in, you know, preying on people's fears about COVID, preying on, you know, an understandable, correct opposition to people to the, like, absolutely ham-fisted government strategy in terms of dealing with COVID. And now they are preying on, for example, the housing crisis and comments by section of the government, which occasionally point to, oh, this is because we have too many refugees, etc. We need a political answer, which is the building of a significant force at the left, to say that the problem here is those at the top. The right-wing politicians, the corporate landlords, the big energy companies who are engaged in profiteering. That's the answer to the far right, as well as building street movements and so on to say, no, we're opposed to the far right. We're opposed to the division and the hate that they try to introduce. Obviously, like, if my home was arson attacked or something like that, I'd obviously be going to the guards. If I was subject to an attack with a pole, like another activist was, I'd be going to the guards. But in this case, I want to keep the attention on the need to build the cost of living coalition, the cost of living movement.
Finally, Paul, let me end where I should have started. Are you all right?
I'm fine. I'm absolutely fine. I've been subject to, you know, physical assaults by Gardaí in the past at protests. I've been subject to a military assault by the Israeli Navy when I was on a flotilla. I spent time in an Israeli jail. I've been through a lot. This doesn't, you know, bother me in the slightest on a personal level, but I'm just drawing attention to the fact that these people are growing in confidence, and this stuff is being shared around Telegram with more threats to continue to do this, and I think people should be aware of it.
Paul, thank you very much. That is Paul Murphy, Solidarity People Before Profit TD.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network,
weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.